Well, John, I hope you had some time off. That they didn't bother you to death with Kent State and all that. Did you do any fishing?
We fished, and we went out in the boat with BB a couple of times.
Oh, good, good, fine, fine. I'd like some consomme. Would you like some consomme?
I'd love some. So it was absolutely great. The weather was wonderful.
Yeah, I wish we were as lucky. Goddamn weather over Hanoi. Skies are like chop suey. Damn it, if you know any prayers, Sam. Because we need some clear bombing weather. The bastards have never been bombed like they're going to be bombed this time, but you've got to have the weather.
Well, is the weather still bad?
No, it isn't all that bad. Goddamn Air Force won't fly. Air Force isn't worth a fiddler's fuck. I mean, these cocksuckers, they won't fly.
Are the Navy pilots as bad?
No, they're better, but they're all under this one command that's all screwed up. Weather will clear up. It's bound to. And when it does, we'll give them hell. And there are a lot of brave guys, John, you've got to say. I mean, these POWs, these poor guys who got shot down, they're over there starving on that damned rice. How's your consomme?
Quite good, thank you.
Too damn salty. All right, what about the New York Times situation?
Well, as you know, we're waiting for the judge's decision in New York on our request to stop the Times from publishing further excerpts from the Vietnam papers. If that works, we're going to start looking at criminal action. We got to stop these goddamn leaks.
Christ's sakes, it's treasonable. I don't give a damn about the stuff in the Vietnam papers.
Yeah.
That all happened under the Democrats. Might even be a plus.
Yeah.
But it makes my blood boil to have the goddamn newspapers printing stolen government documents.
It's an outrage.
We've got to ferret out those leakers, too. They are the lowest vermin. Let's get this guy who leaked the Pentagon material and tell Ron Ziegler to freeze out the Times completely. Here he is now. Ron, we were just talking about you.
Mr. President, I thought you'd like to know that Judge Gerfein slapped a restraining order on the New York Times this afternoon, barring them from printing any more of the Vietnam papers pending a hearing.
Good for him. I told you that judge was a good man.
Great. Now we can move.
I'll start right now to get a grand jury convened to seek criminal indictments against the Times.
And, Ron, the New York Times is finished in the White House. No one but me and you even talk to those bastards. Do I make myself clear?
Absolutely, Mr. President. If those guys are aching for a fight, we'll take our gloves off, too.
We're going to go after the whole crowd.
Wonderful.